You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and I'm delighted to say that joining me on this edition of the podcast, Saturday Daily Racing Podcast, we are joined by ex-jockey Dale Gibson. Dale, a very good afternoon to you.
How are we doing?
Very well, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Great to see you here. Been a while since you've been up to this neck
of
the woods.
Yeah, I've been busy. My feet haven't touched the ground, so yeah. Been keeping myself occupied, so yeah, can't complain.
And we are not that long away now from the start of the 2019 Cheltenham Festival. Firstly, are you looking forward to the festival?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean it's been a bit bitty so far with the build up, what with a few days off for equine flu and one or two of the big yards just maybe holding back or not running at full pelt. But I'm sure the Irish contingent will come over with a very, very strong group. And it's going to be a fantastic spectacle once again.
And you know, with the equine flu, when racing was abandoned, was you a bit concerned that there may be no Cheltenham Festival this year?
No, I was. I think the authorities did absolutely the right thing. It was a 6-day shutdown, and the vets and the BHA and everybody else did an excellent job in getting it under control with some new rules and regulations, and 6 days was better than 26 days. And it was, I think it was very well handled, to be perfectly honest.
There
was
here.
One or two people on social media that didn't agree, but that will always be the case. It's just life, I'm afraid. But no, it was a good effort.
And just ahead of the Cheltenham Festival, have you got any selections
for
us?
Yeah, well, I'm very keen on a horse who's been in fantastic form the last couple of months. That's Al Dancer in the Supreme Novices. He's really come to himself. He seems to have improved dramatically this season alone. He was a horse that had ability to start with, but he's been very well campaigned. And he's battle-hardened now, which I think is so important going to Cheltenham. It's all very well winning a trial race, 6 or 7 runners, and then going to Cheltenham where there's maximum field to 20 in every race and then using that as an excuse. I really feel that horses have to go to the festival battle-hardened, having maybe taken on at least one race with a full field of horses or a lot of horses, bigger than say 6 or 7, when you're taking on 14, 15, you know, they know full well they're going to need that experience when they go to Cheltenham. Races are run very tightly. You know they're going to go a gallop from flagfall. And I'm a great believer in the battle-hardened horse tends to beat the unexposed type who's maybe had it easy in small field prep races. So he'll do for me, Al Dancer.
And are you going this year?
I'm not actually. I'm holding the fort back at home. I'm going to Aintree instead. Not everybody can have the week off at Cheltenham, but I shall be in the office and I shall also be watching. But there'll still be stuff going on other than the festival. You can bet your bottom dollar there.
And looking ahead to Saturday afternoon's racing, we've got some really good racing to look forward to, including at Newbury, the 2:40. This is the William Hill supporting Greatwood Gold Cup Handicap Chase, Grade 3, 2.5 miles is the distance. What do you make to this year's renewal?
Yeah, terrific race, 50 grand. As it stands, a full field of 16. Zalvados, I believe, is a non-runner today. Sorry, was a non-runner yesterday at Newbury. So I think he's going to stay in. So we need all 16 to stay in. Each way betting, first four, very, very important. It's a fantastic, fantastic renewal. Dolos, I like him at the top of the weights. Paul Nicholls' horses couldn't be in better form. One last time out at Sandown, Lorcan Williams takes off a valuable £5. He is £5 higher for that, so he's running here off a mark of 154, having won off 100 and 49 last time out. But he's coming here in great form. He's not been out of the money all season, and his confidence levels will be high. He's a young horse. He's going the right way. Of the others, Happy Diva, one of mare's listed last time at Huntingdon. It probably wasn't the greatest race in the world, but Kerry Lee does so well with this type of horse. And a chance, maybe not quite as progressive as Dolos, but certainly I think Happy Diva needs to be on shortlist. And also Mercy and Prince, Amy Murphy, Jack Quinlan. One last time out at Kempton, absolutely pulling the cart, but the handicap has not taken any chances and put him up 10 for that victory, which was 7 weeks ago now. We could name a few others. We could name Value at Risk. We could probably name Nightfly as well, Charlie Longs and Johnny Burke. But I'm just going to come down on the side of the top weight. I know he's got to give weight all around, but he is, in theory, the best horse in the race. I think Lorcan Williams' £5 claim will be a big help. And the form of the Nichols team is there for all to see. And I'll stick with number one, Dolos.
And your second selection is going to be at Lingfield.
Yeah.
5 furlong sprint, the 250. And it looks like prominent in the market will be horse number two, Royal Birth, for our very own Tom Morley.
Yeah, very keen on Royal Birth, actually. Course and distance form stacks up. Royal Birth won this race in 16, was runner-up last time in a listed race. Ashin Murphy, who has been gallivanting all around the world in recent weeks. He's been to Dubai, he's been to Doha, he's been all over the place. He's very keen on having a crack at the championship this year, and he's got his head in gear already. I quite like Royal Birth. Handicap company getting £5 off Corinthian Knight, and two of these are out of the handicap. Captain Lars is £1 out, and Harry Hurricane down the bottom is £6 out. They take each other on, these horses, regularly.
Yeah.
Regularly. And to a degree, it's, you know, whose turn is it today? But Royal Birth hasn't been doing much wrong recently, and I'll go along with Royal Birth to win here.
So that's the two selections there of Dale Gibbs. As we say, it's a really good afternoon of racing to enjoy on Saturday. Remember, you can hear it all here on William Hill Racing Radio. My thanks to Dale for joining me on the podcast. And as it is the Saturday racing podcast, we always hear from a trader. So let's hear now ahead of the market moves, and for all the market moves as well, let's hear from Damien Ainsworth.
William Hill Racing Radio is now available on your smart speaker. Just tell it to play Racing Radio via TuneIn and leave the rest to us. William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We'll start, Damien, by having a look at the William Hill supporting Greatwood Gold Cup. Is Warsound prominent in the market here?
He's been probably the biggest anti-post mover of the week. When we opened betting on Monday, it was 16-1. Quickly backed into as short as 9-2. He's drifted a bit now to a more realistic 6-1. So yeah, that's the worst result of the week. I'm not sure if he'll go favourite tomorrow, though, because there's been money against him for Happy Diva. Kerry Lee shortened up this morning. They're both disputing favouritism now. I'd favour Happy Diva. The yard's back in form. I think he's a very well-handicapped horse. He's got a good chance. Of course, Paul Nichols has got three in the race. He's won the race 7 times in the last 10 years. Remarkable stat. Of his three, I think, not the shortest price one, which is Dolos, I think Warrior's Tail might be the one. Norfolk Healy's always a good booking, and the horse goes very well at the track. His third one, San Benedetto, you've got to keep that one in your considerations as well. He's been back from 25s into 14s. He's very well handicapped if he comes back to form. And another one we've been laying today is Javert. Emma Lavelle had a few days off, goes well fresh. So It's the most competitive race of the day tomorrow. It's got 16 at the moment. Hope it stands up.
35 minutes before the William Hill Supporting Greatwood Gold Cup. The 2:05 is the William Hill Supporting Greatwood Veterans. It's fair to say some fan favourites are going to post in this.
Yeah, it's the nature of the Veterans series that we get some old favourites. Right at the top, you've got the Last Samurai, who might be heading for the National after this. He's been given a big chance by the handicapper. And the punters have picked up on that. 7-1 into fives. Next one down, Richard Newland might have another Grand National prospect. It's similar profile to Pino de Reyes, winner a few years ago. He's come over from Ireland, won over hurdles. Abolitionist, 6-1. That's now into 4-1 favourite. And then all the way down, it's littered with horses we know and love. Hublunders, Abos, Theatre Guide. Carlos Destrier is an interesting one. That you can forgive the last run, got knocked over and pulled up. And we've seen some interest in that one today. So yeah, it's going to be a good race.
And if we head from Berkshire to South Yorkshire and Town Moor, the big handicap of the day at Doncaster is the Grimthorpe, going off at 3:35. In recent years, this particular race has been seen as stepping stones towards the Grand National and the Scottish National as well.
That's true, but not necessarily this year. Perhaps the Scottish, but the Grand National, perhaps not. We've only got 7 runners, unfortunately. Most of those wouldn't get in the National with the ratings. Still, it's you've got a couple of good horses at the top there. Rocky's Treasure, 2 from 2 at Doncaster, classy novice. So it's an interesting profile going up to 3 mile 2 here. Could have a good chance, and he could go to Cheltenham after this. It's a short turnover, but it could go over. Dingo Dollar was all the rage for the Great Yorkshire Chase here a couple of months ago, but disappointed. The ground might be against him still. Barney DeWan's been popular, but he's a bit of a dodgepot, I think. He's only won a couple of minor events in his chasing career. The one we've laid is, as I said, the top one. Rocky's Treasure was 4-1 earlier in the week, down to 9-4. The one I like would be Beau de Brizaz, down at the bottom. Yards back in form, going for a hat-trick, off a good weight. That's interesting.
And up at Kelso in the Scottish Borders, another big day of racing there. Their feature is the Grade 2 Premier Kelso Novices. And depending on the result of this race, this could have an effect on the Coral Cup anti-post market.
Certainly. We've seen a lot of support for Getaway Trump in the Coral Cup this week. He's down to 10-1 second favourite. He'll be expected to win tomorrow. There's only 6 runners from there was a stellar entry at the 5-day stage. Only 6 of stood the ground. I think it's more competitive than the betting suggests. Getaway Trump was 7-2 earlier in the week when there was outstanding entries, down to 11-10 on now. So some people think it's a penalty kick heading towards Cheltenham. I think there's a couple of dangers in the race. I like the look of the bottom horse, Windsor Avenue, on a piece of form with Al Dancer early in the season. It's actually got the beating of Getaway Trump. I've been shouted upstairs for mentioning that, but thinking that that form isn't worth much. But that's interesting. And at a 22-1, a massive price. Strong Glance. He's had a wind up, the yards in form. He's still got an entry in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. And I think he could make a play for this at a very big price. Strong Glance.
Damien, as always, thank you very much for your time, and keep it up to date with the markets here at William Hill. Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a very busy and enjoyable day.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.